The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Of best-selling children's graphic novels, including Captain Underpants, Cat Kid Comic Club, and most notably Dogman, the multi-million bestseller, and the latest in the Dogman series, Big Jim Begins, was published in December of last year. He's added yet another notch to his belt with the recent release of the Dogman movie starring Pete Davidson and Isla Fisher, which grossed at number one in the UK and Ireland box office over the weekend of the 7th to the 9th of February, which are the most recent figures we have. So joining us this morning is Dave Pilkey, Ireland's number one best-selling children's graphic novel author and the most borrowed author in our public library system. Dave, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. It's lovely to be here.
Now, tell me about the beginnings of all of this, because you were not necessarily a natural reader as soon as you could pick up a book.
That's true. I have dyslexia, which is I was diagnosed very early with my dyslexia, and also ADHD, which I think a lot of your listeners probably know about. And so I wasn't the most successful student.
Okay. When you could pick up a pen, though, and you might have had difficulty in writing texts, mm-hmm. you had no difficulty in drawing, it appears.
That was one of the things that I loved to do ever since I can remember. I was always drawing, always emulating my favorite cartoonists and just trying to entertain everyone around me with my drawings.
Now, how did your parents react to your inability to read and your love of drawing? I mean, was that encouraged?
Oh, yes. Yes. I had a very safe home life. My parents were very supportive, and my mother would always take me to the public library, and she would let me pick out whatever I wanted with no judgment, which really helped me to grow a love for reading, which has lasted my whole life.
So what sort of stuff were you picking out as a young child?
Well, I don't. Did you have Mad Magazine here in
Mad
Ireland?
Magazine? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was a big one for me. I was always picking out satirical magazines for kids, and lots of picture books and things that were often below my reading level. But my mom didn't care. She, as long as I was reading, she was happy.
I remember when I was growing up, they used to have illustrated versions of some of the classics.
That's right, yeah.
So you could have A Tale of Two Cities, mm-hmm. with pictures.
That's right, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was very drawn to those.
Yeah. So then when you went to school and you've got all the rigor of teachers and homework and all the rest of it, how did you cope with dyslexia?
Well, I do think a lot of it had to do with being able to choose my own books, because I did get some judgment in school. I would have teachers would say, well, that's not your reading level. You shouldn't be reading that. Or I'd read a joke book and they would say, that's not a real book. But according to my mom, any reading was real reading, and it was an accomplishment. And I felt very, very proud of myself at home when I would finish a book. And I think that's really what helped.
So your mom was completely non-judgmental about
right.
your reading choices, whereas your teachers initially certainly were.
Right, right. And that really affected the way I saw books. At school, books, reading was almost a punishment. It was uh-huh. homework. But at home, reading was fun. And I think that's what really turned me into a lifelong reader.
Now, were you disruptive in school?
I was. Because of my ADHD, I had a hard time sitting in my seat at school, and I had a hard time controlling my impulses, and I was very, very. I was always trying to entertain the classroom.
I was going to ask you that. Were you the comedian?
Yeah,
of the class?
I was. I was the class clown. Yes, and my teachers they didn't really know too much about ADHD at the time. In fact, I don't think they knew anything about it. They just knew that I was a big disruption in the classroom, and so they dealt with it by sending me out into the corridor and where I would sit by myself
happily.
I was happy once I started to draw. I realized that I have all this time out here. I should be drawing. And I started drawing, making my own characters. And that was actually at about the age of 8 when I started to create characters that are still with me today, like Captain Underpants and Dogman.
So where did the inspiration for Captain Underpants come from?
The inspiration came, oddly enough, from my teacher in second grade.
This is the teacher who features... probably not by name,
but
features. So in your imagination, the teacher becomes superhero, out of control superhero.
Well, actually, this teacher ended up appearing in the Captain Underpants books, but actually she was an evil teacher. I had an evil principal too, a lot of evil authority figures in my life. But when I was a child, though, she happened to use the word underwear in class, and all of the children burst out laughing, and she got very upset. And she's like, "Boys and girls, underwear is not funny!" And we just laughed even harder. And that was the inspiration for Captain Underpants.
Now, when you were drawing in school, did the teachers ever kind of come upon your drawing, your cartooning?
Yes.
And what happened?
It was not a good thing because, you know, every comic needs a villain. And so my villains were often based on my teachers. And so I would have like a Godzilla creature with my teacher's head on it and tearing through the city that had to be defeated. And they did not find that amusing.
And were you such a good artist that you could caricature and cartoon your teacher's face effectively?
Yeah.
So the kids all knew.
They all knew who I was drawing.
Now, how did it go from idling in class and cartooning in class into what it has become, a conglomerate?
Well, I think it was a lot of practice. I practiced all through my childhood, all through high school. I was always drawing comics. And when I got into college, I had a professor who encouraged me to make children's books. And I had never thought of that before, but it was a great opportunity to write and to draw. And especially children's picture books are a lot like graphic novels in a sense. And so I was 19 years old and I wrote my very first book and it became published.
And that's the question. How did you get a publisher?
Well, the first book that I made when I was 19, I entered it into a contest for students and I won in my age category. And the first prize was that you got your book published. So
okay. So that was the start.
I stumbled upon it. Yes.
How quickly did it take off?
Not so quickly. The first book didn't sell very well, but I had a second book that I had worked on. I put all my hopes and dreams into the second book, and I sent it out to publisher after publisher and just kept getting rejection after rejection. 23 rejections, in fact.
Wow.
But eventually someone did like it, and they published it. And, I think it just I always talk to kids about that when I travel, because 23 rejections was heartbreaking for me. But I want kids to know that if they're passionate about something, don't ever give up.
Mm. Did you feel undermined by all these rejections? I mean, disappointed, yes.
Oh,
but
yes.
did you question your own talent?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was devastating because I'd put my heart and soul into this book and nobody seemed to like it. But it did get it published eventually, and it's been in print for 35 years. So I'm very happy.
Mm. Now, the fact that you presumed you're getting all these rejection letters, but continuing to do it, you know, mm-hmm. writing the one that might be published if this one gets the go-ahead, you still have to keep going.
You do. Yeah, you can't give up. It's like a shark, you know, if you're not moving forward constantly, you die.
Now, we heard that the genesis of Captain Underpants was that chance remark in the classroom by the teacher. What about Dog Man? How did Dog Man come about?
Well, Dog Man came about from my love for dogs. I've always loved dogs ever since I was very small. And so I was always drawing dogs. And Dogman is probably the very first character I think I ever created. And he was just a dog who just kept, for some reason, kept getting struck by lightning and gaining superpowers, which is like a very kid type of logic. But my classmates seemed to like it.
And that's how Dogman was born.
That's right.
What is it? Part man, part dog. All superhero.
Well, that came later.
That came later.
Right. He morphed into that character in once I became an adult.
Hmm. Now, the recipe you have, first of all, you don't try to please two audiences. You don't try to please the adult audience and the kid audience. These are aimed at the kids.
That's true.
You don't want to be knowing, in other words.
Right, right. Yeah, I do actually put a few jokes in every now and then for the grown-ups, because I like the idea of grown-ups and children reading together. I think that was something that happened in my childhood, and I have fond memories of that. But I do, for the most part, I'm writing and drawing for kids, and I try to write up to them. Write down to a child. I really feel like my audience is very intelligent, and I try to meet them where they live.
Yeah, and your jokes are the kind of jokes that boys and girls laugh at.
I think so. I hope so.
I mean, that's the whole underwear thing that started the whole thing.
Right.
Anything that's about pee or poo makes them laugh.
That there's a certain age where that's the height of humor.
Okay. Now, of course, the big screen beckoned.
Yes.
How did that all happen?
Well, you know, I just, Hollywood came approaching. And at first I wasn't really sure that I wanted to have a movie made. But once I felt like I had done everything I could with the characters, especially Captain Underpants came first, and I had gone through the entire series. I told all the stories I wanted to tell. I thought it might be nice to have someone else tell stories.
But what's interesting about the transition of your work onto the screen is that, unlike if you have a printed book, which is all text, and we all have in our mind's eye what the character looks like.
Yeah.
With the graphic novel, you're telling Hollywood what your character looks like.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And I'm very fortunate because with the Captain Underpants movie and the Dogman movie, the look of the characters in the movies is very similar to the way they look in the books.
Yeah. And of course, with special effects and cartooning anyway in the movies, every bang is amplified. Every explosion is multiplied by 20.
I know. It's so gratifying to see it come to life like that.
Now, you had an audience in the RDS yesterday, was it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. How did it go?
It went lovely. Everyone was so wonderful. The families, the parents were wonderful. The kids were great. A lot of wonderful questions. A lot of great participation from the audience. It was really a great experience.
What sort of questions do they ask?
Well, it depends. A lot of times, you know, when I talk about my experiences with ADHD, a lot of the children, they raise their hand and they say, I have ADHD too. And I've heard from some of the parents that that's the very first time that perhaps their child identified with their what could be a challenge, but they weren't ashamed. They were almost proud of it. And I hope that some of that rubs off, that they can see that there's a lot of potential. It's not a disorder. It's just a difference. And I think that it's nice to see kids identifying with that in a positive way.
Okay, so they talked about that, and the kids have a role model now, someone who is successful and yet is having certain difficulties in the classroom at the moment.
I hope that that's the takeaway for kids. Mm. It does seem to be. I hear from a lot of parents that is what their kids are taking away from it, that it's not as hopeless as they may have initially thought when they got their diagnosis. Mm.
So the parents are encouraged as well by seeing a successful grown adult.
I think they're encouraged because the story that I tell is really about how my parents affected my life in such a positive way. Their belief in me, even when I wasn't good at believing in myself, they always supported me. They always created a safe environment for me to come home to and feel nourished and to feel loved. And
one of the things we hear about these days is that adults getting a late diagnosis of ADHD.
Yes,
and
yeah.
It explains so. You presumably still reckon you have ADHD, or grown out of it?
No, I do have it still. I was diagnosed as an adult because when I was a child, they didn't have
that term.
They didn't have that term. No, I was a kid in the 70s, and I don't think they came up with that till the 1980s.
Yeah. So how does it affect you today?
Well, when I was a child, it was very hard for me to control my impulses, and it was a very hyperactive type of thing. I was just always moving, always out of my chair. That kind of, as an adult, it moved up to my brain. So I'm not really physically hyperactive, but my brain sometimes does not turn off.
This phenomenal success you've had, how has it changed you?
I think the opportunities that it has presented has been the most profound thing. My favorite part of my job is doing what I did yesterday here in Ireland, to meeting families and meeting children, and to have that opportunity to talk to so many people and just meet so many lovely, lovely families is something that is it's really my favorite part of my job.
I'm sure the kids had questions about your characters too yesterday. What sort of questions did they ask then?
Oh, they always ask like how I got the idea for Dogman or for Captain Underpants. They want to know about the inspiration. And sometimes inspiration is something you can't count on, especially for me. A lot of times I wake up in the morning, I try to write and draw every day for several hours a day. But sometimes you don't feel like it, but you have to sit down and do it anyways. And I think once you sit down, once you force yourself to create, that's where the inspiration comes.
Now, I introduced you as Dave,
mm-hmm.
but in fact, it's spelled D-A-V.
That's correct.
Where did that come from?
When I was a teenager, I worked at Pizza Hut, and they were making a name tag for me with one of those little old-fashioned label makers. Remember the ones with the red tape?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so the label maker was broken. The letter E did not print, and so it just printed out D-A-V, and that was, I don't know.
So everyone knew you were called Dave.
That's right.
But it was spelled by this machine.
The spelling stuck, yeah.
You've decided to hang on to that.
I did, yeah.
So how many are there in the series of Dogman?
There's 13 books so far, and I'm working on the 14th book right now.
Okay, so do you have a dog, by the way?
I don't right now. When my wife and I got married, we had a dog, and our dog passed away.
Yeah.
And we live in Japan right now, but we're always traveling, and
you get separation anxiety.
Yes, we can't have
both
that.
Parties, the both dog parties, and
exactly,
the
exactly.
Yeah. Why Japan, by the way?
Well, I married a Japanese woman, so that's
good explanation.
Yes. So my family is not half of my family is in Japan now.
I'm just thinking of the Japanese. I suppose the caricature of them is that they are serene.
Yeah.
And you would be a man with ADHD, less serene.
Less serene, yeah. But my wife I think she matches. She's never been diagnosed with ADHD, but I think she probably would qualify for that. And so we match very well.
All right. Well, I know that all over the country you've got massive amounts of fans. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned at the very beginning, the most borrowed titles in Irish public libraries, which is great. And libraries are a wonderful thing.
They are. They're a place where you can find anything that you're interested in and really grow.
And all free of charge.
That's right, yes.
Which is the wonderful thing. Dave Pilkey, the creator of Captain Underpants and of Dogman and much, much more, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.